Oh gosh, I've come in a bit high energy there. Can't keep that up. So before we go any further, right, I'm gonna try and do some eye contact to start with, because I've just been reading a book, so it's very important. I'm gonna give you a bit of a twirl, right? So just pay attention, close attention. And then back around, somebody's worried I'm going to trip over the wire. I don't look like I'm safe to be let out. That's fair enough. Right now, what I want you to do is, on the count of three, I want you to shout out what kind of jokes you think I'm going to tell. Right? Okay. On the count of three, right? For those of you who can't count to three. Right? Are you ready? One, two, three.
Did you get that?
Funny ones, you fat bastard. Yeah, I get it. Did anybody shout time travel, religious philosophy with 1990s comedy actors? Of course you did. Well, that's what you're getting. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." But not Brian Blessed, because he's quite a shouty actor, isn't he? From the 1990s. But Jesus didn't say that second bit, did he? He just said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Now, I'm a bit disappointed in Jesus for that. Because, if I understand Christianity correctly, Jesus is omniscient, which means he knows everything, right? Which means he knew that there was a Brian Blessed gag at the end of "Blessed are the peacemakers." Didn't go for it. Now, you might say, well, Mark, Brian Blessed wasn't that well known in first century Galilee. And that joke doesn't work really well in Aramaic. But I still kind of think Jesus could have put it in there, because he knew it would wash up in the translation, and then people would have thought, well, that Jesus, what a funny guy. Right? But the other thing that you might object to is, like, you might say, well, Jesus is not really a stand-up comedian. He's more of a hang-up tragedian. But I think he might have been a stand-up comedian. I got a couple of reasons for this, right? He spent most of his time hanging around with 12 other sad blokes. Massive fucking father issues. And when he dies, you don't see him for 3 days, and then he just pops up again like nothing happened. Surprise, motherfuckers! Do you think recycling's a bit like sex? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people might be doing it a lot more than you and a lot better? You find yourself saying, "Is this wet? It's not really dry, is it? Does that count as food?" And sometimes you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it there. I read this book on how to do oral sex. It had three pieces of advice in it. One, cover the whole area. Advice, right? Second bit of advice, a bit weirder. Maintain eye contact. These are very focused. It's not... Number three, this is the weird one. This is the weird one, right? When you're down there, put your big front teeth against the clitoris and hum. Right? Okay. Give this a try. I read this book. I thought, in for a penny, in for a pound, give this a try. But the thing is, when you get down there, what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty... No, 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 no. Land Down Under, Men at Work. Good work. I went for the Dam Busters theme tune. Gave a whole new definition to the phrase, does not go down well. Thank you very much. Good night.
Woo! Yay! 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 Y